Book 1, Canto 4, pages 50 to 52. All we have learned appears a doubtful guess, the achievement done a passage or a phase, whose farther end is hidden from our sight, a chance happening or a fortuitous fate. Out of the unknown we move to the unknown. Ever surround our brief existence here, gray shadows of unanswered questionings, the dark in conscience signless mysteries, stand up unsolved behind fate's starting line. An aspiration in the night's profound, seed of a perishing body and half-lit mind, uplifts its lonely tongue of conscious fire towards an undying light forever lost. Only it hears, sole echo of its call, the dim reply in man's unknowing heart, and meets, not understanding why it came or for what reason is the suffering here, God's sanction to the paradox of life and the riddle of the immortal's birth in time. Along a path of eons serpentine, in the coiled blackness of her nescient course, the earth goddess toils across the sands of time. A being is in her whom she hopes to know. A word speaks to her heart she cannot hear. A fate compels whose form she cannot see. In her unconscious orbit through the void, out of her mindless depths she strives to rise. A perilous life her gain, a struggling joy, a thought that can conceive but hardly knows, arises slowly in her and creates the idea, the speech that labels more than it lights, a trembling gladness that is less than bliss, invades from all this beauty that must die. Alarmed by the sorrow dragging at her feet, and conscious of the high things not yet won, ever she nurses in her sleepless breast an inward urge that takes from her rest and peace. Ignorant and weary and invincible, she seeks through the soul's war and quivering pain the pure perfection her marred nature needs, a breath of Godhead on her stone and mire. A faith she craves that can survive defeat, the sweetness of a love that knows not death, the radiance of a truth forever sure. A light grows in her. She assumes a voice. Her state she learns to read and the act she has done. But the one needed truth eludes her grasp, herself and all of which she is the sign. An inarticulate whisper drives her steps, of which she feels the force but not the sense. A few rare intimations come as guides. Immense divining flashes cleave her brain. And sometimes, in her hours of dream and muse, the truth that she has missed looks out on her, as if far off and yet within her soul. A change comes near that flees from her surmise, and, ever postponed, compels attempt and hope, yet seems too great for mortal hope to dare. A vision meets her of supernal powers that draw her as if mighty kinsmen lost, approaching with estranged, great, luminous gaze. Then is she moved to all that she is not, and stretches arms to what was never hers. Outstretching arms to the unconscious void, passionate she prays to invisible forms of gods, soliciting from dumb fate and toiling time what most she needs, what most exceeds her scope. A mind unvisited by illusions gleams, a will expressive of soul's deity, a strength not forced to stumble by its speed, a joy that drags not sorrow as its shade.